The COVID-19 pandemic has increased the demand for backyard chickens and other birds. For hatcheries, getting newborn chicks to their owner is a race against time. But as Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports, severe weather makes the process more challenging.
The peeps of thousands of small, fuzzy, freshly hatched chicks drifts through Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri. From February to October, 300,000 eggs are delivered every 7 days to the hatchery. Jeff Smith is a third-generation owner of the business and says they have about 200 varieties of birds.
You know, we have some blue Americanas over here and cream leg bars. Now, they lay a blue egg. And we have some splash Americanas up there. They lay a blue egg. And then there's a box there that says Buckeyes.
Logistics is the name of the game at Cackle Hatchery. They take orders months in advance. About 1 million eggs are either in incubators or hatchers. It takes approximately 3 weeks until they hatch. Then a team of about 100 employees spring into action. They're separating hens from roosters, vaccinating them, and packing them up, all within a couple of hours.
Work 24/7 here. Everybody is tapped out on the time and energy that they can put into it.
The anatomy of the baby birds helps them survive shipping. Dana Zook is a livestock extension specialist for Oklahoma Cooperative Extension. She says when chicks are about to hatch, they absorb the yolk inside of their egg,
which gives it some energy and some ability to have some energy for about 48 to 72 hours.
Smith adds the chicks also have a heightened immune system the first 3 days that helps them weather extreme temperatures. After that, things can get dicey, which is why they rely on the speedy delivery from the U.S. Postal Service. But because of sub-zero temperatures in February, the post office put an embargo on live shipments. That's caused all sorts of headaches for Smith's business.
It's just really hard to manage because we're already, you know, taxed at our limit, and you know, we just don't have automated systems in place that can manage shuffling all these orders around.
They do the best they can to help the chicks get to the owners safely. Hatchery employees put bedding in the boxes for better insulation and to absorb the moisture. But Smith says it's hard to know what each shipping process will look like.
Very difficult to know how to pack them because we don't know specifically if they're going to be on a truck for 2 hours or are they going to be on a truck for 12 hours.
Despite the hatchery's best efforts, they don't always win the race. Shorta Matlock raises and sells hundreds of chickens in Depew, Oklahoma. She wanted a separate flock for her children.
I was like, this will give my kids something to do. Like, they can raise their own birds. They don't have to mess with mine.
So she placed an order for 64 chickens in January and received a shipment date for February. Only 4 chicks survived a trip that would take about 4 hours in a car.
They all got cold and died. That's what happened.
Those extreme conditions are why the U.S. Postal Service put a 2-week embargo on live animal shipments in February. Mark Inglet is a spokesperson for the Postal Service. Embargoes are pretty rare, he says. When they do happen, it's to protect the animals.
We don't want to put them at risk, so during circumstances like that, we won't be accepting them for mailing at those times.
But these types of shipments are very common. The Kansas City Regional Center had more than 43,000 live shipments between February and October last year. The embargo was temporary, but for Smith, he had to figure out how to sell thousands of chicks that couldn't be shipped, so he had to have local bargain sales and make countless calls. As for Matlock, she won't be getting her replacement shipment of birds until June. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.